Education attempts to prepare a child for the future, but for kids with learning disabilities, the future often means uncertainty. Just ask a parent like commentator Deborah Ginsburg.
I drop my son off at school and walk home in a state of total misery. I don't want to leave him there, and he doesn't want to stay. At home, I waste hours folding clothes and writing letters. At 10 o'clock, afraid that the phone is going to ring at any minute with bad news from my son's school, I decide I've got to get out of the house. I walk to the post office to mail the useless letters I've spent all morning writing. I round the corner where there's a Baskin-Robbins, and I see a man standing outside peering in. I think, can he really be that in need of ice cream at 10:45 a.m.? Why is he waiting there for someone to open the door and set the bells on it to jangling? Why is he waiting to be ushered in as if he's an expectant kid on a warm summer morning? So I take a closer look and see that he's wearing a pink shirt and navy pants, and in his hands he clutches a baseball cap. And on the baseball cap is the 31 Flavors logo, the same logo that's on the shirt he's wearing. So, oh, I think, he works there, and he's waiting for someone to let him in. But this poses a whole set of other problems. Why is he working at Baskin-Robbins for what must surely be minimum wage? He's a grown man, actually more than grown. By the looks of it, he's in his 40s or maybe even early 50s. Is this the only job he can get? Has he been laid off by his company? No, impossible. No man of this age works scooping ice cream for minimum wage unless... well, unless this is the pinnacle for him. Unless this is what they meant when at school, decades earlier, they said he would probably lead a productive life. I slow down and steal another glance at him, but I can't see his face as he leans into the door, staring into darkness. And then I think what has been brimming over in my brain since the second I saw the hat with its logo. I think it in the liquid, wordless sense that I reserve for these kinds of thoughts. They never really formulate, but then suddenly, there they are. Is that my son a few years from now? I have to wonder, because every day there are moments like this. Every day I straddle the line between faith and the impossible. Yesterday, my son told me not to worry, that most of the time he speaks metaphorically. Yes, metaphorically was the word he used, and I know he understood its meaning. But 2 days ago, he ran screaming from his seventh-grade classroom because he heard the sound of distant sirens. I wonder if when I pick him up later today, I'll hear that he did a great job, or that we are quite concerned about him. I think about how my son, with his undiagnosable differences, has allowed me to see the divine not just in himself, but in everything. The door of the ice cream shop opens suddenly, and the man goes inside. I wonder again if he's the owner. I think maybe I should follow him in, get myself a cone, and seep up some more information. But I don't really want to know more than I do at this moment. And besides, I think, I've never really liked ice cream that much anyway.
Deborah Ginsburg lives in San Diego and is author of the book Waiting.